I want you to take your Bibles with me. Turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. Hebrews, chapter 11. I would like for you to just hold your hand right there, mark it, because that's where, Lord willing, we'll be. But I want you to take and now turn back to Exodus chapter 1. Exodus chapter 1. And what I'd like to do is read the first chapter of the book of Exodus, and then we'll ask our Lord's blessing upon His Word. Exodus chapter 1. Now, these are the names of the children of Israel. And when we read that right there, when it says the name of the children of Israel, that's Jacob. That's Jacob. These are the sons of Jacob who was named Israel by the Lord. Remember when he wrestled with the Lord. And the Lord asked him, he said, "What's your name?" He said, "Jacob." He said, "Not anymore." He said, "Your name is Israel, a prince with God." Now these are the names of the children of Israel, which came into Egypt. Every man in his household came with Jacob: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher, and all the souls that came out of the loins of Jacob were 70 souls, for Joseph was in Egypt already. And Joseph died, and all his brethren, and all that generation. And the children of Israel were fruitful, and increased abundantly, and multiplied, and waxed exceeding mighty. And the land was filled with them. And there arose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. And he said unto his people, "Behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come on, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply and it come to pass that when there falleth out any war, they join also unto our enemies and fight against us, and so get them up out of the land. Therefore, they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens, and they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Python and Ramses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. And they were grieved because of the children of Israel. And the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor." That means with cruelty. "And they made their lives bitter with hard bondage in mortar and in brick and all manner of service in the field. All their service wherein they made them serve was with rigor. And the king of Egypt spake to the Hebrew midwives, of which the name of the one was Sifra, the name of the other Puah. And he said, 'When ye do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew women, and see them upon the stools, if it be a son, then ye shall kill him. But if it be a daughter, then she shall live.' But the midwives feared God, and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men children alive. And the king of Egypt called for the midwives, and said unto them, 'Why have you done this thing, and have saved the men children alive?' And the midwives said unto Pharaoh, 'Because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women, for they're lively and are delivered ere the midwives come in unto them.' Therefore God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very mighty. And it came to pass, because the midwives feared God, that He made them houses. And Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, 'Every son that is born, ye shall cast into the river, and every daughter ye shall save alive.'" Let's pray together. Our Father, as we come before you this evening, how wonderful it is to be able to assemble ourselves together in the name of the Lord Jesus. And Father, I ask you to bless the word tonight. Bless it, I pray, for the salvation of your people, the comfort of your people, the teaching, and the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. For it's in his name we pray. Amen. Joseph had been exalted to the position second in command in Egypt. And it was by God's good providence and design that through Joseph that God's people would be preserved. You remember what happened. Joseph, his brothers were jealous of him. His daddy had given him a coat, many colors. They got mad, jealous, sold him into bondage. God sent him to Egypt to preserve his family. They meant it for evil. God meant it for good. Well, what we just read, Exodus 1, tells us that Joseph's family, now this Joseph was the son of Jacob. And Jacob, the one that wrestled with God, the one that God loved and hated his brother Esau. Jacob, the one that came in, got the blessing. Jacob is Joseph's daddy. And so Jacob, Israel, a prince with God, who was one of the patriarchs, there's three patriarchs. There was Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. So now Jacob's son, Joseph, is in Egypt, sold there by God's good providence. And whenever Joseph saw his brothers, he knew them. He revealed himself to them, and he said, I want you to go back. You go get Dad. Brothers, all bring your families. Y'all come on in to Egypt, and you'll just be able to live right here. And so they did. And the scriptures sets forth that the children of Israel, verse 7 that we read, were fruitful. They increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceeding mighty. And the land was filled with them. Now, the king that knew Joseph, the king that loved Joseph, the king that had exalted Joseph to that position, second in command to dole out, he was over the distribution of that food. There was a famine. And it was all up to Joseph. Whatever Joseph said, that's the way it was. That king that loved Joseph died. And so did Joseph and all of his brethren. That's what it said, verse 6. Joseph died and all his brethren. And that generation, those that were in that first generation, but they had multiplied. There was an exceeding great, great country there in Egypt. And then, in fact, there was more Hebrews, mightier than there was Egyptians. And this new king came up, and he didn't know Joseph. And he was fearful of the Hebrews, and he set out to afflict them and to make their lives as miserable as he possibly could. And what he did was he put them in this slavery, state of slavery. They had to make bricks, and they used to have straw provided for them, and then it got to where they had to go get their own straw and increase the bricks that they had to make. And, well, they continued to get stronger and stronger, more and more of them. And so this king said what he would do. He said he was going to start killing. He'll just kill the boys. And there was two midwives in that nation that's mentioned right here. And he said, he told these midwives, he said in verse 16, he said, now when you see that one of these Hebrew women are getting ready to deliver, and you go in as a service of a midwife, he said, I want you to kill that baby. If it's a boy, you kill that baby. Well, the scripture says that, verse 17, the midwives, they respected God. They feared the Lord, and they did not, as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men children alive. Now, an amazing thing. They respected the Lord. They feared God. And something miraculous happened. It said that because they feared the Lord, because they respected God, because they entrusted themselves into the Lord's hand, whenever the king realized that these male babies weren't being killed, he brought them in and he asked them, he said, why have you not killed these male children like I told you to? And they told him, they said, well, what happens is, he said, the verse 19, well, the Hebrew women are not like the women in Egypt. When the Hebrew women have a baby, these women were lively. What it meant, they were vigorous women, hard working. They had been put under this slave. They were in slavery. They were having to work hard. They worked. They were working women. That's what it meant, lively. They're lively women. They're not like the Egyptian. The Egyptian women were soft. And they couldn't handle childbirth like these Hebrew women could. And he said, whenever these Hebrew women are ready to deliver, they have the baby. They just have the baby. And they said before, you know, they're delivered. Verse 19, there the midwives come in to help them. We weren't there to kill the baby. That's what happened. They feared God, and God delivered these midwives. And they said, verse 20, therefore, God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very mighty. They didn't lie to the king. They feared God. And God delivered the midwives. That in the bondage that the Hebrews were under, he caused the women to be strong and healthy. And they had those children. And when it came time to give an explanation to the king, they said, this is the way it is. They had them. Verse 21, it came to pass because the midwives feared God that he made them houses. God gave the midwives families. And he blessed them. And he honored them. They didn't have to do anything other than wait on God. They feared the Lord. Well, then Pharaoh charged, verse 22, all his people, saying, now every son that's born, ye shall cast him into the river, and every daughter ye shall save alive. That's what the midwives, they weren't there. And Pharaoh said, well, I'll tell you what. Turn over to Acts 7:17. Here's a record of that right there. Acts 7:17. Acts 7:17. But when the time of the promise drew nigh, which God had sworn to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt till another king arose, which knew not Joseph. And the same dealt subtly with his kindred, and evil entreated our fathers, so that they, that is the Egyptians, cast out their young children, the Hebrews, to the end, that they might not live. Not that the Hebrews cast out their children. The Egyptians, when they would have a child, when there was a male child born, the Egyptians were told, you take the baby, whoever it is, you take that baby and you throw the baby in the river. Well, now back in Exodus now, chapter 2. This is where I want to read the account of Moses and his birth. I've entitled this message tonight, The Faith of Moses' Parents. The Faith of Moses' Parents. Exodus chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. There went a man of the house of Levi and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could not longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes, daubed it with slime and with pitch, and put the child therein, and she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. Now that's what happened. There's the history of what happened. How God delivered those Hebrew children, those male children, how he delivered the midwives, what happened when Moses was born. Now, in Hebrews 11:23, here's where we are tonight. Just so you know, there's the history. Now here's the scripture, Hebrews 11:23. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw that he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. Now, without a doubt, Moses' parents, you know that they were completely, they were loving parents, absolutely concerned with the safety of that child. Now you know that. But the scripture does not say that it was because, even though they were loving parents, you know they loved that baby, but it wasn't merely their physical affection for their son that moved them to do what they did. The scripture says that it was by faith, when he was born, that he was hid for 3 months. The scripture sets forth that Moses, as viewed by his parents, back in Exodus, it said he was a goodly child. Here it says he was a proper child. And actually, the word is interpreted beautiful. Now, I don't doubt for a second that probably he was an attractive child. Maybe he was. But that's not what the word means when it says beautiful. It means beautiful in the sight of God. And obviously the Lord had given the parents of Moses instruction concerning their child, because the scripture says it was by faith they hid him for 3 months. Faith is the substance. It's the confidence of things that are hoped for. It's the evidence or the proof of things that are not seen. But faith always acts upon that which is revealed by Almighty God and His Word. Faith is acting upon what God Almighty has said. Faith is according to God's Word. When the Scripture sets forth that his parents did what they did by faith, it was because God had revealed to them what his purpose was, what their actions would be. And by faith, they saw this child to be proper, goodly, blessed in the sight of God, and by faith they hid him, and by faith They did not fear the king. Their actions proved that they believed God. Number one, the scripture says, by faith, they hid him for 3 months. Now, I don't doubt for 1 second that other parents who had children during that time, male children during that time, I don't doubt for 1 second that they could have done exactly the same thing that Moses' parents did because they were affectionately tied to that child. Though I know that the parents of Moses was affectionately tied to the child. I don't doubt that. But it was not their mere affection, as I said a moment ago. It was by faith God had revealed to them that this child was an object of God's mercy, an object of God's grace, a proper child, a beautiful child. This was the child that Almighty God was going to raise up to deliver the children of Israel out of Egypt. It was this child, it was Moses, that God would raise up and that Almighty God would use in delivering His people. And by faith, the parents knew that God's purpose, God's will, God's mercy, God's grace, God's compassion was on that child. And when they saw that child, and by faith they knew it, they hid that child. By faith, they didn't fear the king. By faith, we fear, we obey God rather than men. Now, without a doubt, I know what the Scripture says concerning being in subjection to the higher powers. I know. I know that Almighty God rules in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. I know that. I believe that. I believe that Almighty God sets every person in the position of leadership that they're in. God put him there. I know that. I know that when the higher powers set forth decrees, I know that we're commanded to be in subjection to them. But when the powers that be overreach their authority and they contradict the revealed will of God, Acts 5:29 says we ought to obey God rather than men. By faith, the parents of Moses evidenced God's will. And surely it was known. Moses' mama was pregnant. And it was known that she was going to have a baby. Now, can you imagine when this lively woman had that child? Before the midwives were ever there, she had the baby. Can you imagine when by faith, believing God, they hid that baby? I can only imagine how quiet they wanted to keep him. Babies cry. Babies hard to conceal sometimes. Common sense would assume that the Egyptians would be looking for that baby if no evidence had been given that that baby had been murdered. By faith, believing God, they believed God and hid that baby. They trusted the Lord. By faith, they used the means of keeping Moses safe. They hid him. Discretion is not cowardice. It was by the grace of God that Moses wasn't found. He was a proper child. And Moses' parents believed God. They trusted God. They waited on God. everything was opposed to them. The king had given a decree. Anybody know of a male child born of the Hebrew women? Destroy that child. By faith, the scripture says, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw that he was a proper child. And secondly, by faith, they were not afraid of the king's commandment. The king's commandment was to kill those babies. The king's commandment was contrary to the law of God. It was contrary to God's promise to multiply the people. You listen to this truth right here. Deuteronomy 27:25. Cursed be he that taketh reward to slay an innocent person. And all the people shall say, Amen. Exodus, let me read this to you. Exodus 23:7. Exodus 23:7. This is God's word. Here's God's word. Exodus 23:7. Keep thee far from a false matter, and the innocent and righteous slay thou not, for I will not justify the wicked. Keep thee far from a false matter. I looked that up to find out exactly what that means. Here's what it means. Stay away from the wrong side of a cause. Stay away from the wrong side of a cause. That which God has forbid, stay away from it. And the innocent and righteous slay thou not, for I will not justify the wicked. This king said, if these babies, these male babies are born, you kill them. God said, keep far away from a false matter. Stay away from the wrong side of a cause. Cursed is he that taketh reward to slay an innocent person, and all the people shall say, Amen. To kill these innocent children, to take these babies born to these Hebrew women and throw them in that river, the king said, do it. Pharaoh said, do it. God Almighty said, you stay away from the wrong side of a cause. God said, don't do it. Don't do it. People may debate the killing of innocent people, innocent children, abortion. Somebody said, well, I don't know. You know, it's a big debate. No, it's not a debate. It's wrong. Abortion is murder. It's murder. It's murder. You say, well, there's extenuating. No, there's not. It's murder. It's murder. And Almighty God said, you stay away from the wrong side of a cause. Keep thee far from a false matter. This Pharaoh said, you kill those babies. The scripture says that by faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child. And they were not afraid of the king's commandment. You know why? Because they feared God. They respected Almighty God. By faith, when they could not hide him any longer, back in Exodus 2, they did just the opposite of the tyrant king's command. This ruler was a king, a Pharaoh, that almost everybody feared. Almost. But by faith, when she could no longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes, daubed it with slime, with pitch, and put the child therein. She laid it in the flags by the river's brink. Oh, what faith. In the very place where children were dying, Moses' mother, by faith, placed that child in the very place where Pharaoh had demanded that these children be thrown in. She did this because this is what she believed God wanted her to do. What am I going to do with this baby? I hid him for 3 months in which she could hide him no longer. 3 months old. When she could hide him no longer. She took and she made an ark. Pitched it. And put him in the very place where these other children were being thrown. But I want you to consider the beautiful picture of salvation in her faith. He was placed in an ark, in a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that river, just like the flood in time of Noah, was certain death, except the object of God's mercy be in the ark. Here, Moses' mother, by faith, placed that baby, that goodly child, that proper child, that child that she believed God for, that child that she trusted God for. She placed him in God's hands, and that's where she rested, right there. She couldn't keep him, but there was one that could. There was one who was the guiding hand, the sustaining hand of His own mercy. And this is where she put him. Almighty God's going to have to take care of this baby. I'm in a dire strait. I've got a baby. The king has purposed to kill him. But God Almighty has His hand on this child. And I'm going to put him exactly where God told me to put him. By faith, she put him in that spot. Reasoning would say, don't go there. They're going to see him. Don't go there. Somebody's going to check out. They're going to see that boat. Next time, Lord willing, we're going to look, continue of the faith of Moses when he would not be, he grew up in Egypt. His mother absolutely had no hope save Almighty God. Many times we expect that when we think about faith, we think it's going to be always exhibited in these extraordinary ways and just things that we just can't even imagine that we could possibly ever find ourselves in, by faith. The parents of Moses, this is what they did. They hid that baby. They hid him. Somebody said, well, that's just an instinctive thing. Well, by faith, they believed God. By faith, they didn't fear the king. You know why? Because Almighty God is omnipotent. Almighty God rules. He rules all things according to His good pleasure, His purpose. By faith, we tonight, we hear the Word of God. By faith, we don't forsake the assembling of ourselves together. By faith, we call on the Lord. By faith, we fellowship with one another. By faith, we prayerfully beseech God, bless, Lord, what You've raised up. By faith. By faith, we hear the words of our Savior. I'll never leave You. I'll never forsake You. Lord, we believe You. Lord, we trust You. Lord, You're all our hope. faith. Faith acts. Faith moves on the revealed Word of God. That's why we do what we do. By faith, may we walk as He guides us and directs us according to His Word, as that Word is blessed to our heart by His Holy Spirit. Amen.